Good afternoon. We continue to see extensive cloud cover across interior New York and New England as a warm front tries to make its way in our direction. Temperatures are slowly climbing through the 60s, and most of us should reach into the 70s by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. The humidity will climb as well, and with the storm system and upper-level energy still working its way through, we do run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. In fact, the risk of showers and thunderstorms will persist into the night tonight as the energy continues to slide by, and overnight lows will drop back into the 60s, and it will be a little bit more muggy than recent nights. This will set us up for a more summer-like pattern starting tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and with some upper-level energy passing through, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80. Despite high pressure building in on Thursday, we still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with that upper-level energy nearby, high temperatures once again in the lower 80s with summer-like humidity. It does look drier by the end of the work week and into the weekend. For the period Friday through Sunday, we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s before the chance of another shower shows up early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Florence, located about 905 miles east-southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. A west-northwestward to northwestward motion with a slight increase in forward speed are expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas through Wednesday and approach the coast of North Carolina or South Carolina in the hurricane watch area Thursday and Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Florence is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Florence is expected to begin re-strengthening later today and continue a slow strengthening trend over the next day or so. While some weakening is expected on Thursday, Florence is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane through landfall. A life-threatening storm surge is likely along portions of the coastlines of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, and a storm surge watch has been issued for a portion of this area. Life-threatening freshwater flooding is likely from prolonged and exceptionally heavy rainfall, which may extend inland over the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic for hundreds of miles, as Florence is expected to slow down as it approaches the coast and moves inland. Damaging hurricane force winds are likely along portions of the coasts of South Carolina and North Carolina, and a hurricane watch has been issued for a part of this area. Damaging winds could also spread well inland into portions of the Carolinas and Virginia. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle, then showers, highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered shower or thunderstorm, warmer with higher humidity as well, highs near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the lower 80s, and a chance of showers Monday with highs still around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.